Homo sapiens is a fixing machine. The underlying meaning that causes this rush to fixing is the idea that things are either right or wrong, good or bad. A black and white way of thinking. How prevalent this is. Regardless of social status, net worth, 99.99% of humanity lives on the level of black and white value judgment, and even smart ones, like my two coaches, like Bill Gates, like Warren Buffett, not Charlie Munger, by the way, think, judge, and live that way. This is the only reason that there are two parties. For the members, one is good, and the other is bad. So there is no wonder that the world is going out in a handbasket. Humanity, judging from the DNA, was meant to be above black and white thinking, but it isn't. The man who developed how to measure what your relationship to values is, Robert Hartman, wasn't a part of that tiny minority. It is one thing to know about something, it is another thing to see it, and a third thing to live by it. My work is to experiment, to finesse out a way that ordinary Homo sapiens can be turned into a human being. Temporarily or permanently, I don't know yet. The jury is still out. A large segment of the population is not able to take their self-concern out of the picture. And when self-concern blocks the view of reality, what all you can see is me, 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 then you are condemned to fix and fix and fix, with hardly any results, because what you are fixing is not even real. Change has two main ways. 1. Fixing. Changing something because it is wrong. But the judgment that it's wrong fixates you to what you want to change, and will carry that into the change. The more things change, the more they remain the same. This is why our landmark education teaches that possibility can only be invented from nothing. I.e. the wrong needs to be removed before whatever new you create will be not anchored in what's wrong, before whatever you create is a healthy, nurturing, life-affirming thing. I have three people who can't let go of the wrong. The illusion of wrong. They have more perceived benefit from making something wrong, being right about it being wrong, than living a life they love, and they live it powerfully. With two of them I gave 10 days to prove to me that they can. Because, unless muscle test, source, says you can, I won't throw good money after bad money. Money here means my efforts. I can love you with all my heart. But if I can't help you become a human being, I don't want to, I won't work with you. Interestingly, members of my own family are not able to remove that self-concern from their view. I have lived both ways, and the difference is so dramatic, it is hard to describe. I watched a movie yesterday where the whole time it was misty, British Isles, and in the sun came out. The whole crowd gasped, suddenly everything had bright colors. Yeah, the difference is like that. Things have color. Shades, dimensions that are not present when your visual field is blocked by self-concern. 2. You spin time and remove all the wrongs, all the preconceived notions of how things should be, how you have to, and need to, and should do things or have things. Essentially you get to nothing. The space from where you can create. Creativity can only exist in nothing. Or what you call creativity, fixing, reshuffling, decorating happens, which is not creativity. Creativity needs to go beyond what is already done, known, and familiar. The past. If you make a list of 100 things you wish for, all 100 will come from the past. Most people most of the time don't take the time to get to nothing. They force. And the results are all fixing. Constrained, at best ho-hum. In the first session of the Freedom Courses we'll address this phenomenon. The forcing, the fixing, the activity that even when it is successful, leaves you unsatisfied, unfulfilled, and a clear sense that it ain't it. Sign up to the Freedom Course. Go to www.yourvibration.com/freedom. A client just bought the Three Wishes workshop and then, nearly immediately, the Freedom Courses. Smart man. Why? Because unless you have something to work with in the Freedom Courses, it will not quite meet you where you are, because you don't know what you are making wrong. We don't have time for digging for that in the Freedom Courses. At least I don't think so. And if you are new to my work, you may want to get at least a short one-on-one with me so you can be prepared. Ask me for a link if you are new.